Welcome in. In this lesson, we're making an amen style dub siren in Ableton Live 12, the kind of woo woo or yo yo call out you hear in jungle and drum and bass, especially around transitions. The goal is simple: build one instrument rack that feels playable, then give it 8 macro knobs so you can perform it and automate it like a real instrument instead of drawing random parameter chaos. And quick mindset check before we touch anything: the siren is spice, it's punctuation. If it's going every bar, you don't get hype, you get fatigue. So we're going to build it with control, safe ranges, and a couple of big throw it into space moments. Alright, step 0. Set the context so the siren sits right. Set your tempo to around 170 to 175 BPM. Load an amen style break loop, or a basic drum rack beat that implies that jungle swing. If you've got a rolling bass already, great, but it's optional. The main thing is, have drums playing while you design the siren. If you design in solo, you'll almost always make it too bright, too wide, and too loud. Now step 1. Get a siren sample into Sampler. Create a new MIDI track. Drag in a dub siren, alarm, reggae horn, anything with a sustained tone. Even a simple sine-ish beep can work. Dropping it onto the MIDI track will load Sampler automatically. In Sampler, pick classic mode. We want that straightforward sampler behavior. Set voices to 1 for that monophonic siren vibe. Turn glide on, and set it somewhere around 80 to 150 milliseconds. That glide is part of the identity. If your pitch moves feel steppy or jerky later, you'll usually fix it right here by increasing glide a bit. If it feels too slidey and it loses impact, shorten it. For a starter amp envelope, set a small attack, like 5 to 15 milliseconds. Set decay around 500 milliseconds. Bring sustain way down, even to minus infinity if you want it to behave like a hit instead of a drone. Then set release around 150 to 350 milliseconds. The idea is, you can tap notes and it feels like a stab, not an endless alarm that takes over your track. Step 2. Turn it into a macro instrument. Click the Sampler device and group it into an instrument rack. On Mac that's Command G, on Windows Control G. Name the rack something like Amen Siren Macro Rack, so future you actually knows what it is. After the rack, we're adding a simple stock effects chain in this order. First auto filter, then saturator, then echo, then reverb, and finally utility at the end for level control. Utility is not exciting, but it's your safety net. When we start adding drive and throws, it's very easy for the siren to jump like 10 dB and start bullying the snare. Step 3. Create the movement with auto filter. Open auto filter and choose the LP24 low pass filter. That's the classic heavy low pass sound that makes everything feel more system and less cheap alarm. Set the cutoff somewhere around 1.2 to 2.5 kHz to start. Set resonance around 25 to 45%. If you want extra bite, add a bit of filter drive, like 2 to 6 dB, but keep it tasteful. Resonance plus drive can get sharp fast, so keep your monitoring level reasonable. Now turn on auto filters LFO. Pick a sine shape for smooth motion. Set the LFO rate synced, starting at 1/8 or 1/4, amount around 20 to 35%. You should already hear that movie siren vibe, even before macros. Step 4. Build and map your macros, and this is where the rack becomes an instrument. Click the macro button to show your 8 macros, and rename them as we go. Renaming sounds boring, but it makes you faster when you automate later. Macro 1 is pitch. Go back to Sampler and map transpose to macro 1. Set the macro range to something safe, like minus 12 to plus 12 semitones. This is your up and down siren sweep. Teacher tip: keep most of your musical usage in the smaller zone, like minus 5 to plus 5, and save the big sweeps for transitions. That's how you keep it hype. Macro 2 is filter cutoff. Map auto filter frequency to macro 2. Set the range from about 250 Hz up to 6 Khz. Low values give you that dark, behind the drums callout. Higher values are that bright look at me siren. Be careful near the top range if your hats are already busy. Macro 3 is resonance. Map auto filter resonance to macro 3. Set it to around 10% on the low end up to 70% on the high end. And here's a big warning. Resonance is the fastest way to make something painfully sharp. So once it's mapped, you're going to come back and tighten this range if you notice it gets nasty in the last quarter of the knob. Macro 4 is wobble rate. Map the auto filter LFO rate to macro 4. If it's synced, set the range from 1/16 on the fast end to 1/2 on the slow end. Now you can do that classic trick, where the wobble speeds up toward the end of a phrase. Macro 5 is wobble depth. Map the auto filter LFO amount to macro 5, range 0 to about 60%. 0 is basically steady tone. Higher values are more talking siren. Quick coaching note. Beginners often leave macro ranges too wide, so only 20% of the knob is usable. After mapping, open the Macro Mappings browser and tighten the min and max so that every knob position sounds musical. That's the difference between a rack you can perform and a rack that randomly hurts you. Step 5. Add grit so it matches DNB energy. On saturator, choose analog clip. Start with drive around 4 to 8 dB and turn soft clip on. Then adjust output so you're not getting a huge loudness jump. Map macro 6, call it drive, to saturator drive. Set the range from 0 to 12 dB. And here's a pro move that still counts as beginner-friendly. Gain stage it. If turning up drive makes the siren dramatically louder, go to utility at the end and map utility gain inversely to the drive macro. So as drive goes up, utility gain comes down a bit, like 0 to minus 6 dB. That way your hype automation doesn't wreck the mix or clip your master. Step 6. Dub space with echo and reverb throws. On echo, turn sync on. Set the time to 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Set feedback around 25 to 45%. Keep dry/wet low at first, like 8 to 18%. Then use echo's filters so it doesn't explode your low end or hiss all over your top end. High pass around 200 to 400 Hz. Low pass around 4 to 7 kHz. Map macro 7 and name it dub echo. Map it to echo dry/wet. And if you want it to feel like a single performance knob, also map it to echo feedback. Set something like dry/wet 5% up to 30% and feedback 20% up to 55%. Now one twist adds space and makes the tail bloom, which is very dub and very jungle. Now reverb. Set size around 20 to 45%, decay around 1.5 to 3.5 seconds, and predelay around 10 to 25 milliseconds. Keep dry/wet subtle by default, like 5 to 12%. Map macro 8 and name it throw. Map it to reverb dry/wet with a range like 5% up to 35%. And here's the secret, throw is not meant to be on. It's meant to be punched in at the end of a phrase, like a send throw on a mixing desk. So you stay mostly dry. Then you blast one hit into the void and pull it back. Step 7. Make it playable like a performance. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip on the siren track. Put a bass note like C3. Write short hits on off beats, like the end of 2 or the end of 4. Then duplicate that clip across an 8 or 16 bar section. Arrangement guideline, bars 1 through 4, maybe no siren at all. Let the groove establish. Then a small call out on the last beat of bar 4. A bigger moment on the end of bar 8. A short response hit around bar 12. Then either a big transition hit at bar 16 or total silence. Silence can be the flex. Also, try to keep the snare laying clean. If your siren always hits right on the main snare transient, it steals punch. Put it right after the snare, or right before a fill. Step 8. Automate the macros for that Amen style hype. Go to Arrangement View and press it to show automation. Automate pitch. Macro 1, as a small rise in the last half bar before a transition. Think of it like lifting the energy into the fill. Automate wobble rate. Macro 4, so it's slower at the start of the phrase and faster as you approach the transition. That speeding up feeling is classic. Then automate throw. Macro 8, as a spike only on the final hit of an 8 or 16 bar block. Don't ramp it slowly. Try an instant jump, like it's a momentary button. You hit it, the tail blooms, then you're back to dry and controlled. Extra coach note. If you have a MIDI controller, map these macros to real knobs and record a few takes. Even simple human timing on those knob moves makes it feel played, not drawn. Then keep the best 2 to 4 bars and loop or resample them. Quick common mistakes to avoid while you test. If it's too loud or too constant, dial it back. Sirens are accents. If it's harsh, you probably need more low-pass filtering, or your resonance range is too wide. If your reverb is washing all the time, keep reverb low and save it for throw moments. And always watch resonance plus volume. That combo can get painful fast. Mini practice exercise, 10 minutes. Make an 8-bar drop loop with drums and bass. Add your siren rack. Place only 4 siren hits total. 1 in bar 2 on an off beat, 1 in bar 4 on an off beat, a transition hit in bar 8, and an extra hit on the last beat of bar 8. Then automate a gentle pitch rise into bar 8. Speed up wobble rate only in bar 8. And use throw only on the final hit. Bounce it or resample it and ask, did it hype the groove without masking the snare? Before we wrap, one last upgrade idea that makes macros feel magical: multi-mapping. A macro doesn't have to control one thing. For example, you can create a sweep vibe by mapping one macro to a small pitch rise, a slight filter opening, a little resonance increase, and a touch more echo wet. One knob becomes a full performance gesture. That's how you get those classic callout moves without drawing five automation lanes. Recap: you built a Dub Siren instrument rack in Ableton Live 12 using simpler and stock effects. You mapped macros to the parameters that matter for jungle and DNB, pitch, filter movement, drive, echo, and reverb throws. And you used an arrangement mindset where the siren marks structure and transitions instead of decorating every bar. If you tell me what kind of siren sample you're using, like horn, alarm, or vocal tone, and whether you want bright jungle or dark DNB, I can suggest exact macro min and max ranges, so every knob position stays in the always usable zone.